Hi, Tara.
Thank you, Matt. This is Sheena.
No problem. Hi, is this Sheena?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sheena. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I cannot complain. Before I kind of get into pricing, do you have any questions to me about how we do the placement or the programming?
Well, how long would it be for, like as far as the placement?
Are you asking me, like, when you'll start seeing results, or how long does it take get you there?
How long will it be there? Like, how long will that, my listing come up, like, I guess, first, or whatever, how long will it?
Great question.
How long will it be in effect?
It's a month-to-month business relationship. As long as you're paying us, we're going to keep you there.
Okay.
So we want to keep earning your business, obviously, so that's why we do it that way, right?
Okay.
So the good news is I'm going to help you on A to Z, right? So the first thing is anybody that types in your area, okay, it's going to have about a 25 to 30 mile bleed out, right? Anybody that types in any keywords that relate to cleaning or lawn care even, I'm going to make sure that you guys are showing up.
Okay.
So obviously that's very beneficial. Okay. Now, did you, Sheena, like set up like any business entity for the business? Like, do you have like an LLC or do you have like a DBA yet or not yet?
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How, when did we start this business?
Really, it's been not quite a year yet. It kind of just evolved with me having repeat clients for like furniture assemblies and things like that through Angie. I still cut grass on the side. So I just decided to combine it all into one and try to take off with it. You know, it's only me. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I got more employees than me. I can recruit help when needed. You know, it's not like I've had to recruit help, for a few things, but not a whole lot. You know, mostly it's just me and I, do what I gotta do. But, I'd say it's been about, let's see, when was it? I can look at my phone. Sorry, I'm just, with the kids on vacation at the moment. I'm trying to think, I want to say it was August of last year.
Gotcha.
Somewhere around there.
So we're like 7 months in, 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. How would you say, like, where do you say, like, you're at now and, what do you need the business to go to? Like, talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I'd like it to be more steady and pick up, it's just kind of, right now I'm just relying on word of mouth, and repeat clients. That's really about it. Angie is just like a hit and miss. So they're very, how do I say it? They don't pay worth, it's not worth anything. Their overhead is absolutely ridiculous, which it shouldn't be like that. For somebody paying for like a $500 job, we may not even get $100 of it.
Mm.
Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Because
they're
charging you for what the lead is, you're saying?
No, well, not that. It's just a free one where you just pick up jobs, assembling furniture, doing the odd end jobs.
Are you paying for Angie's or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I just have started the Angie lead where, you pay by the lead. And that's not really what I get. But I mean, I got two thus far, which I've only, really just started it since yesterday. It's kind of, their price per lead is outrageous too on most jobs. So it still kind of cuts into everything.
Is that on the lawn care side or is that also on cleaning?
Cleaning, handyman,
relief.
And lawn care. Cleaning,
oh,
handyman, and lawn care.
Too. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
to be honest with you, I've done camper
as
rebuilds.
Well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so
I've done camper rebuilds. I do.
Wow.
And I always have it on my thing. Like, if you don't see it, ask, because I probably have done it, and I probably could do it, so just ask.
Yeah. I love seeing the handy woman, right? Because, like, I got a handyman, right? I mean, that's the key word. I hate to say it. Like, nobody does handy woman. They don't type that in. But, like, you know, when somebody types in handy man,
mm-hmm.
that woman comes up. I love seeing that. Because I actually have a client kind of like you. She doesn't do cleaning or lawn care. She's just a handyman. But
mm-hmm.
she does really well. She's in Florida, actually. And, you know, so you guys do great. I mean, the fact that you have all these different businesses that you can offer the consumer, I can really help you scale your business to whatever degree you want to go. If you want more steady, definitely can help you with that. Okay? The good news is I can bring a couple different products to the table. And what's better about Google is everybody goes to Google, Sheena, over anywhere else. Right?
Right.
So when somebody's looking for a specific thing, whoever shows up on the first page on Google, that's who they're calling. Okay? That's 90% of the time. People go to Google over, like, an Angie's or a Yelp. Okay? So Google actually gets most of the new business out there. And then, like, Angie's and Yelp kind of get a little bit of the leftovers. Right? They get a little,
mm-hmm.
that, like, low-hanging fruit. But if you want the first fruit, right, which is, like, coming from Google, that's where the power is. And the nice thing about Google is they don't, like, share that customer to a bunch of competitors or anything else like that. So you know how Angie's, when they contact Angie's, that goes out to like 3 to 5 other people, that same lead?
Yeah.
Well, with Google, that doesn't happen. Okay. So now I'm not saying they can't call anybody else, but, you know, Google's not trying to encourage that customer to contact all your competitors as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, I don't need to explain Google. You understand Google. You've Googled things in your lifetime. I mean, you understand all that. So, what we'll do is we'll help you get on that first page. And then if you want to scale, like I said, I can bring a pay-per-lead to the table as well. Okay? So, it really comes down to
mm-hmm.
what you're looking to do and what your goals are. But I have a package for everybody. Okay? Most of my clients start with the ideal package, you know, that includes, you know, you being on that first page of Google. We run $100 in retargeting ads on Facebook as well in case they don't call you on Google. And then we working towards those pay-per-leads down the road. Okay? Now, let me go over
mm-hmm.
those pay-per-leads, kind of give you an idea. What's so good about those pay-per-leads, unlike Angie's, is those pay-per-leads do come in the form of a phone call. But you get to talk to those people first, okay? So you get to, like, ask them questions. You get to find out if they're really serious or not, right? You get to find out if it makes sense to even spend the money on the call. And if you don't like the call during the course of that call, Sheena, you can simply turn down the lead, and you don't have to pay for that lead. Okay? Obviously, that's very beneficial, wouldn't you agree?
Some. Okay.
My question to you is, obviously, like, having a lead like that is very beneficial, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, Google, for something like that, lead is going to charge some money, though, because the fact that you're able
mm-hmm.
to turn down the lead and you're only paying for a quality lead, they're going to charge money for that, okay? Some people, they want to do those leads. Some people, they want to wait, you know. But if you ever wanted to do those leads, Google's going to charge you $67 for that qualified lead.
That's a little up there, really, though. But it's
Yeah. But you're not paying
for
a call.
Well, it just depends on the job, though.
Either. Yeah, depending on the job.
True,
so somebody's calling you up. Somebody's calling you up and you're like, I don't like that lead. You don't have to spend that $67. But somebody's calling you
yeah.
up and you're like, heck yeah, I'll spend $67 on that lead. You can turn that lead down. you can take the leave, excuse me.
Okay.
So it depends on what kind of job's coming through. But, yeah, you have the full control whether you're going to spend the money on that call or not. So you got to talk to them first, right? And if you don't like that phone call or it doesn't make sense or that job's not going to pay you enough to spend $67, you can simply and politely turn that call down. And I have clients that do that all the time. So, really, you're only spending the $67 on basically leads you want. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying this is something we're going to start today with or even getting close to that right now because, obviously, you're not there yet. Okay? Obviously, mm-hmm. we need to get you some momentum and I need to get you some solid jobs to where you can justify spending some money like that. Okay, so I'm the guy that, mm-hmm. hey, let's crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. Okay, so my basic package, Sheena, okay, that gets you on the first page of Google, right, and then out of that package, we spend $100 a month on the retargeting apps on Facebook, okay? We'll also help create your website. I'm going to make sure you're all over the place, right? And that basic package, Sheena, is a flat rate. So it's not paying for job. Not paying per call. It's a flat rate month to month with us, okay? Good news is that package, Sheena, the flat rate, has a really good return on investment. I'm seeing clients get 10, 12 to 1 even, right, on that package, okay? So for every dollar you spend, you're going to get $10 to $12 back. So it's a really good return on investment, right? That package right now is running $299 a month for that package.
Wait, I think I'm seeing something. Okay.
Okay.
At the
so
moment, I don't have it, but, you know, I don't have it to let go of at the moment, you know, as bad as I would want to. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I just, you know, I don't have the extra at the moment to do anything, really.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of businesses are facing that right now, and I hear you not having it, you know. And, you know, it sucks because I see a lot of people that would really benefit from being on that first page of Google that don't allocate the funds. And then I see some people figure out a way, right? I had a couple of guys in Ohio recently, you know, their first month was $549 because they went on a different package, right? But they figured out a way, Sheena, to budget that money. Because they know that if they don't spend any money, they're never going to make any money, right? So the good news is by being on Google, you're going to be going where everybody's looking for your types of services. So all the cleaning keywords, the lawn care, all those handyman keywords as well, right? You're going to show up in the area and get those phone calls. Does that make sense? Sheena?